Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The reason you're here today, there's an... So we have Child Abuse Prevention Month in April.
Correct.
And there are awards going on. Explain to everyone what's happening here, because I want to make sure I have this correct.
Well, we are in search statewide for some of the best Blue Ribbon Champions for Safe Kids. And what that means is there are lots of good folks in Pennsylvania who do small and large things. Sometimes it's in a volunteer role. Sometimes it's part of their paid job. But they go above and beyond in large and small ways. And as a result, our kids are better protected. So we're looking for those folks, and we want the public's help. We have nominations that are being received statewide, but the clock's ticking, and the deadline for that to be submitted to our office is February 25th. So we're asking folks to go to PABlueRibbonChampion.org and fill out a nomination form. It's really short. It doesn't cost anything. And you only have to give a little bit of information about why you're nominating someone whom you really know is a Blue Ribbon Champion for Safe Kids.
Now, are we talking, this probably should go beyond teachers. Teachers could be obviously nominated, right?
Teachers could. There are lots of coaches. Teachers who do things after hours, weekends. Sure. Sure. Coaches. It could be somebody who works in, you know, a family services agency. You know, last year we had a woman who was in her 80s, Jason. It was really interesting. She was in her 80s, and she was showing up every week at a local agency, and she was facilitating a parent support group because she knew how hard parenting was. And imagine, she was doing it like 65 years ago.
And she just decided, now's the time. I'm going to step up and do this.
She'd been doing it for years. And the people who worked at that agency really thought she deserved recognition. And it was the best time. So she was actually selected. Nice. And her children and her grandchildren came to Harrisburg. Because that's the next part of this. After we have identified these great folks, we're looking for two volunteers. We're looking for two folks who work paid with kids and families. And then, believe it or not, we're even throwing in a member of the media.
Oh.
I know. Imagine. Member of the media who's done a great job of keeping the issue of child abuse and the importance of its prevention foremost in the community's mind.
Now, I would say this. I'm obviously against child abuse. I think it's horrible. I don't think I've done anything to prevent it. So I'm going to, if you're looking at me to nominate myself, no. But I'll tell you something. I know there's a bunch of people who do great things, and at some point I wouldn't mind helping out.
And so maybe you would want to nominate them.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do is we have a great event on the 3rd of April at the Capitol in Harrisburg, the main rotunda. Starts at 10:30. Local school kids do most of the program. They bring their talent. They do music. We have lots and lots of media coverage. Children's advocates, workers, legislators, and we honor these folks who get these awards. And it's just a feel-good moment because, you know we could all use a few more feel-good moments in life right now.
Yeah, I feel like that's a definite. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, you could rename this thing and just do feel-good moments in Pennsylvania. We could have just broadened it out, but this is good that we're focused. That's why I'm not in charge of these things. It would just be too vague.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I helped someone change a tire. Well, it's not that important.
Nope.
This is an important cause here. How long has this been going on for?
This is our third year of doing it. We're spreading to Pittsburgh, too, this year. So really what we hope to do is turn a good bit of Pennsylvania blue. Mm-hmm. Blue ribbons are, of course, the national symbol of child abuse prevention. And just so your listeners have a greater appreciation maybe for this effort, we had 40 children last year killed in Pennsylvania. Nice. Because of abuse and neglect, and over 4,400 who were victims of abuse.
Yeah.
We got to get in the game on this one, and we're hoping that your listeners really step forward, take a couple minutes out of their day, and fill out a nomination form.
Of the 3 years you've done this, is there one person who stands out as like, just, oh my God, I can't believe we found this person. They deserved so much recognition. I'm glad we gave it to them.
I think I felt that about every single one for different reasons. You know, one man, he and his wife, their child died because of shaken baby syndrome at a child care center. And they went on to launch programs and do all kinds of work. One woman was an employee and worked at a child advocacy center interviewing kids who had been sexually abused. And she worked so well with the families and really was a great ambassador for keeping kids safe. The woman, of course, who I mentioned, who was in her mid-80s. So I think each one has been very deserving. And what's really interesting is to see the number of Pennsylvanians who say, we like this idea. We know someone who certainly is deserving. Yeah. And to read the nominations, it's just a great thing.
That's really cool. And the event is happening, I guess we don't have to worry about the event yet. More about nominations at this
point. Yeah, nominations close on February 25th. So we're asking all listeners to go to PABlueRibbonChampion.org and fill out a quick nomination form and make sure you do it today. Don't hesitate because it doesn't take much of your time, and get it back to us before the 25th so all the judges are ready and they'll have everyone's nomination to review.
There's no hyphens or anything in that web address?
No hyphens.
So it's PABlueRibbonChampion, singular, right?
Singular.org.
.org. Okay, I want to make sure I wrote that down. That's really cool. What made you think of this idea? Just, wow, these people don't. Was this your idea? Was it something you saw somewhere and you're like, let's bring it here?
A few people that I work with, the reality is this is a subject matter that is really hard to talk about, and it's a subject matter that's hard to hear about. And yet that's exactly what we have to do. We have to talk about this because we have to move kind of the culture in our society towards a zero tolerance of the maltreatment of kids. So what better way than once in a while to shine a light on something positive that's happening?
And I know they are here. I'm just kind of curious if you guys are listening. Is there someone that just immediately pops into your head? Text it. I'm kind of curious. 570-883-0098. I'm just trying to think who I've talked to that's done great stuff, at least at the level of the people who've already won these awards. It's interesting to me. Some instruction being given over here. What's happening? You can speak up. It's all right. Nell's here. She's helping out behind the scenes. What did you want to say?
No, I was just saying that I think one of the reasons that we decided to do this was just to promote the idea that people, anybody can be a champion for children, and it takes all of us to do it. And one of the things is it could be someone who called Childline and ended up intervening in a way to save a child's life, because Angela can tell you the number of children who were saved from near death because of the intervention of a regular person who came in and called Childline.
Yeah, so the moral of the story and the message for the day and the week and the month and the year is get in the game, folks. We all have a role to play in keeping Pennsylvania's kids safe.
Again, it is PABlueRibbonChampion.org, O-R-G. Talking to Angela Little. It's the Pennsylvania Family Support Alliance. You're the CEO. You're the wheeling and dealing, making all the deals happen.
I am.
And it's a great idea. It's a super cool idea. And maybe someday I can start doing more things to make me feel like maybe I could be involved.
Well,
I'd like to help out. I'm in the process right now of trying to find charity work and things I can work on that I really feel positive about. And this you're right. This is a tough one to talk about, though.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's important. These are the kids that are going to, you know, someday, Jason, they're going to be sitting where you're sitting. They're going to do the kind of work that you've started. And so the only way to really make sure that our work continues and that our communities are strong is by making sure our kids are healthy and safe.
Okay. Listen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Again, Angela Little, CEO of the Pennsylvania Family Support Alliance. And Nell is back here, who's going to get in, talk to us through the microphone. You know, she's in the background. You know, what do you do? Public relations, is that correct? Behind the scenes?
And you're this not. This is Facebook Live.
Oh, we're on Facebook Live. I would put makeup on or shave this morning.
I
didn't.
Yeah. But no, you've done a great job.
And I feel weird.
That
I feel
idea
like
that any of us could be a champion for children.
I get very uncomfortable when I find out I'm being videotaped and I didn't know it. I'm like, I'm fixing my beard. I'm a mess today. Oh my God, now we're zooming in. Hi, everybody. How are you? All right. Listen, thank you for coming in.
I hope you
get a bunch of nominations from Northeast PA. Let's represent ourselves nicely here. Again, you're looking for 4 individuals, 2 members of the community, 2 employees of organizations, and a media champion.
A media champion.
And again, the deadline is 5 o'clock, February 25th, in just a couple weeks.
In just a couple weeks. So don't delay.
Thank you.
Make sure you do it today.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.